but now we're staying with folk from the Airds and the Low Country. Ivan McFerrin is one of the Low Country boys, and down in Glastry, Ivan has been putting down a whine of his thoughts into a new song or twa.
You stood on the pier and cried, wiping the tears from your eyes, waving your last goodbyes as the sails unfurled. Farewell, my home and friends, may never see you.
First song on the CD is Far Away Land, and the thought behind it was I was just thinking of the history of our wee country and the folk emigrating out to the new world and the voyage out and the haranguing experience that it would have been. And working on the land myself, I was putting it from a farmer's point of view, how he went across first and set up the little homestead and then sent back for his wife. The folk in those days had very little money. Now we're talking around the 1700s now. From the 1720s onwards, that's when there had been a drive for the folk leaving here, the Ulster Scots folk anyway. Their focus would be get out and get set up. So either you had very little money or you had a little bit of money, and maybe you couldn't even afford a fare. But if you had a few pounds and you were going out to stake your claim, you went out, booked your voyage, and then when you got set up and saw if things were favourable or how things turned out, you sent home for your wife and family or whoever and pre-booked their fare from the New World side. And I was just picturing, as a farmer myself, setting up your little log cabin and hewing the trees down and getting a very rough homestead set up. And as soon as you got that done and a bit of crop in, you sent for your wife to come out, and then you would have continued on with your hard toil after that. So that was just a wee window in my mind's eye that opened, and I just sort of sat down and pen and paper and put a few words, and from what my understanding of working on the land, tried to apply it to the 1700s.
You stood on the pier and cried, wiping the tears from your eyes, waving your last goodbyes as the sails unfurled.
This next wee song is called The Way Things Were, and it's about my grandfather and grandmother, and again, it's about hard times.
Late in May 1906, Grandad bought the farm. He and his wife stepped out in life, trying to make things pay. But in those early years, they shed bitter tears as they closed the graveyard gate. Again and again, they heard the preacher's amen as neighbors went home from the wake. Some years down the line, the sun begun to shine. Six boys, two girls worked the farms. Everyone lent a hand, bringing rack from the strand, milking cows, churning butter, tying corn. When Friday came round, Grant took horse and trap to town, laden with goods from the farm. Each Sunday morn, suits and bonnets were worn as they took their place in the choir.
I never even saw my grandfather. When my mother was carrying me as a child, she got out 3 days from hospital early. I was just born to go to the funeral of my grandfather. But there's always a great wonderment about what went on and how he bought the farm and everything else, and a great mystery about it. And it's probably a bit of a romantic view.
Whatever was said, preached about and read, left people searching their souls. My grand folks knew they were just passing through and gave their lives to the Lord.
So that's the song, and it goes about my granddad and my grandmum, who was a great worker and who took the horse and trap to town every Wednesday up to the Belfast market and sold eggs and rabbits even, and butter and milk and chickens and just whatever the farm produced. And she was really the mainstay of the whole farm, a hard-working woman. And it's a wee bit of the history and a wee bit of the Christian side of things and religion and missions and what all went on and through life, and one or two were educated, and it just follows a story, family history.
Now these folks are all gone, just a name on a stone, their memory fading fast. But I'll meet them someday in that land far away when the final die has been cast.
These songs are kind of my own kind of style. Although playing with the Lowcountry Boys, this is kind of my individual style, and I have uploaded them on my own channel. It's on YouTube, and if you're on lowcountryboys.com website, you go down the front page and there's three little pictures, one of Gibson and the fire engine, one of Richard playing as Dobro, and one of me on the right hand side, Ivan. So if you click on that, that'll take you into my personal part of the Lowcountry Boys website, and you can view them from there.
Loan's a grand pair of new songs for Ivan McFerrin, written and recorded by the man himself, and we'll give you the link to Ivan's songs on our website. Gin you take a kick at his video, you'll learn that Ivan's no just a good songster. He has a good eye for a picture for by. You're listening to A Kiss to Words with me, Wilson Burgess, on BBC Radio Ulster, on FM, on digital and online.